Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the capital city. On the broadcast today, Karen and Charlie Abowd of Adele's and the Greenhouse Project, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Ruben Murillo, Brian Wachter, and Paul Moradcon. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the state capitol. We are in the old Supreme Court, and we're here with Karen and Charlie Abowd. And we're here primarily to talk about the Greenhouse Project, but we have to talk about what happened at the restaurant. And so, Charlie, if you don't mind, I'm going to start with you. For those that may not know, and I think that's probably one person in the entire state, there was a fire at Adele's recently.
Yes. Thursday, a week ago.
March 28th.
2 weeks ago.
Our son's birthday.
Thursday, yeah. We had a fire in the back of the house in the laundry area, and so the restaurant has suffered extensive smoke damage and fire damage to the back of the restaurant. And so we're planning on our rebirth.
And what's amazing is this is the 40th anniversary of the restaurant.
Right.
We're planning to do a dining show segment to celebrate the 40th anniversary. So it came as a total shock to everybody that this would happen, and during the legislative session when Adele's has been the center of the restaurant world for legislative sessions for 40 years.
Exactly. I mean, the night before we were just packed with legislators, and you know, to get woken up at 5:15 in the morning to hear that, you know, the restaurant's on fire was devastating. But fortunately, Charlie, in his wisdom, listened to our insurance agent way back when. Our employees are taken care of because we had business interruption insurance.
Oh, so that's wonderful.
They're handled, and you know, there's we can renovate the restaurant as it should be. It's just the time frame, and we'll find that out after this show. We have a meeting.
Word has been that this may still be several months with all the work
right.
that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a window that we were given about a week ago, anywhere from 4 to 8 months. It'll probably get nailed down today in our meetings with all the players that are involved in this, environmental and engineers and everybody else. You're dealing with a building that was built in 1864, so there's a lot of elements because of that, you know.
Right, to say the least. It's wonderful that you have business interruption insurance, because mm-hmm. that was going to be one of my concerns, but that's a wonderful thing that you have that covered. I have to ask you, mm-hmm. because just on Facebook alone, the response has been phenomenal. What has surprised you the most about the response from the public?
Well, you know, everyone wants to reach out and help in any way, shape, or form. Everyone is concerned about our employees, which I think is wonderful. And of course, the question is, how soon are you going to reopen? But the outreach and the outpouring of sincere sadness at the fact that, you know, we can't have our doors open right now really is, you know, touched both of our hearts.
And same response from you, Charlie.
Well, you know, we kind of know our place in the Nevada fabric, and we know that this has caused a lot of problems for a lot of people. You know, I've just got a phone call yesterday from a couple up in Bishop. You know, it's their 24th anniversary, and they always come to the restaurant. And in fact, he proposed to his wife at the restaurant. And there's a lot of events like that, you know. I can't remember, maybe Julie Wilcox could remember, but you know, every year during the session, we have a big party for the lobbyists. It's called the Pig Party. It's very popular, and today or tomorrow, Julie and I will be getting together and trying to figure out where that's going to go, you know, how we're going to do that. And I think we may have a solution for that. But the thing is that for us, you know, we take this as another challenge that we, Karen and I, will meet head on, and we'll not only come back, but we'll come back stronger and brighter. And so there's no hesitation on our part trying to figure out what we're going to do.
Well, now, and the irony of this was that a while back you put the restaurant up for sale.
That's right.
And so this has confused a lot of people,
right,
about, you know, whether you're going to come back. You mm-hmm. know, some fool on Facebook suggested that, you know, you torched the restaurant, which was insane.
Yeah, exactly.
But where does all that sit at this point?
Well, right now it's off the market, and we move forward with restoring, and then, you know, it'll go back on the market once we're open, our doors are open again, because we're not getting any younger. So, you know, at some point we do have to be real about the future of our future and, you know, the future of the restaurant.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Greenhouse Project. Thank you so much for the update, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that you get great news at your meeting after this taping. All right, we'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Karen Abowd. Charlie has taken a hike. He's gone off to cook something, I'm sure. but we wanted to talk about the Greenhouse Project. Just give us the brief summary of what the Greenhouse Project is all about. It's been going on for many years now, and it's been an incredible success.
The Greenhouse Project has a mission of growing, giving, and teaching. And we continue to grow. We have our two sites now, Green Central, which is located behind Carson High School, and that's our major site. And then we also have the Foothill Garden site, which is up at Carson Tahoe Hospital. We also will be working with the city and with other partners on a community garden that will be eventually located in Mills Park. So we continue to grow produce to organic standards and feed the in need in the community. That's what we do with the produce that we grow.
And the kids that benefit from the going through this process?
The kids that benefit from the teaching aspect of this, there is an ag program at Carson High School because we are there, and it is one of the highest rated programs in the country. A portion of the lease payment that we give to Carson High School is designated to support Future Farmers of America, to allow them to go to competitions, to allow the instructor to go to various conferences and things of that nature. So, and then besides that, we now have instructional classes that are being conducted for adults up at the Foothill Garden. So our outreach continues. And then, as always, we grow the flower baskets that adorn our downtown during the warmer months.
Yes, which eventually are coming, I understand.
Coming, yes.
So over all these years, what's the thing that makes you the proudest of this program?
The thing that makes me the proudest is every time I go into a Future Farmers of America award ceremony or whatever, you know, something like that, the kids' appreciation for the ability to be able to compete, to be able to grow and thrive in that program. They are our leaders of tomorrow. They are articulate, they are business-minded. My husband can tell you what a hard bargain they drive when it comes to buying, you know, their lamb or their goat or their, you know, steer, whatever. And so that gives me the greatest sense of pride. And then also watching the program evolve. And it's about healthy community. The hospital has embraced us as well because they understand that connection. And to me, the message is getting out. So that gives me a lot of pride.
Each year you have this massive fundraiser. It's coming up Wednesday, July 10th this year, out of the Eagle Valley Golf Course, benefiting the Greenhouse Project. You've gone from one to three major acts this year. Tell us about what the show is going to be.
The show this year will feature POCO, Firefall, and Pure Prairie League.
All hit makers
and legends of country rock. And we are at a new venue, which is Eagle Valley Golf Course. We have outgrown the footprint. Remember, we started at Adele's
right
in the street way back when. Last year we were at the Brewery Arts Center, but now we have sold more chalet tents than that footprint would hold. So the event is definitely gaining in its outreach, and I'm very much looking forward to it. It will be, we will have, Eagle Valley Golf Course will participate in some of the food aspect on that this year, and we'll also have some food trucks out there. And Blend Catering from Reno is actually doing the catering for all the chalet tents and table on the green. And we have a variety of different price points that people can partake of. For the chalet tents, they're a sponsored deal that includes catered buffet, some alcohol, and cocktail service and preferred parking, and those are $2,500. There's only four left.
Okay,
for sponsorship.
Only four left. Okay, and how many people does that seat?
They seat eight.
Okay, that's
and
pretty
they have to contact me, and I will give that number in a minute.
Yeah, and we'll put that up on the screen as well.
And then table on the green, and those are $175 apiece per person, and it's a farm table type of setup, again under tenting. Preferred parking included, catered buffet, included, cocktail service included, $175 per person, as I mentioned. And then the other price points of tickets, $75, $49, and $30 are online and carsoncitygreenhouse.org. But for the Table on the Green tickets and for the chalet tents, they have to contact me at 775-232-8626.
Okay, so how many people do you think are going to attend this year? Because if you've only got four chalets left, things are moving pretty fast.
They are. And we're looking to have 1,100 attendees this year. So that's a significant bump from years past.
Yes, indeed, to say the least.
Yes.
And the big question for me is, will you have deer attending? Because the last time I came, I left the back of the restaurant and there were just deer all the way down the street.
There may be wild horses there because it's a different venue and they always kind of hang just outside the golf course. So it will be interesting to see what kind of wildlife we have.
I love it. All right, so Concert Under the Stars coming up on Wednesday, July 10th at Eagle Valley Golf Course, Pure Prairie League, Poco, and Firefall. It's going to be a great night. If you, for some reason, don't get the information off the screen, feel free to call Sam Shaw Productions and we'll pass on the information.
Great.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, and the
Thank
best
you.
Of luck with everything.
Thank
this
you.
This is going to be quite the year for you guys.
Quite the year, yes.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with the great Power Pundit panel we started in the previous show. Ruben Murillo is here. He's president of the Nevada State Education Association. Paul Maradkan is vice president of government affairs for the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce. And Brian Wachter is senior vice president of the Retail Association of Nevada. So, Ruben, I remember a conversation with you several sessions ago when I asked you how much you thought should go into K-12 education to bring it up to the standard that you believed it should operate in. And you said at the time, if you remember, $1 billion. You remember that conversation?
Is no, that... but I'll trust you that I...
Okay, but I mean, is that still the figure that you look at?
I don't know if it's a billion or more. I know that...
Or more,
to be honest with you. The money that Governor Sandoval put in, the $800 million, was just to bring us back to where we were at, you know, before the recession. But costs have gone up. We were talking a few minutes ago about the infrastructure. You know, so if you want to take a look at what we need to invest in terms of how our public schools operate, we have to also take a look at the infrastructure, the building of schools and the maintenance of schools. If we're talking about classroom size reduction, one of the challenges is where do you put all the kids if you hire teachers and you reduce class sizes? So there has to be an investment, you know, in the infrastructure side and also on the human capital side. you know, paying people to come, providing resources so teachers don't have to use textbooks to teach government that were from 2006. So I can't really put a number on it now. I'm going to guess it's way more than $1 billion.
Well, the Clark County School District puts their unfunded kind of liabilities at, I think, roughly about $2.4 billion, because they have about $1 billion in some maintenance funds that they're looking at. And then to actually get to where we need to go, there certainly does need to be an influx of dollars into education, far more than what the governor has proposed. And in fact, the business community has proposed additional taxes in previous sessions to raise education funding. But that doesn't seem to be a conversation that this legislature wants to have. And instead, we're back to conversations about whether or not this is supplanting, or whether this is more, or what are they using the room tax one for, or because the way we fund education in this state is we put Band-Aids on problems, and we don't actually address the overall funding concerns. In fact, you know, you can say that the Nevada plan in 67 is the problem, but in actuality, it's the 55 sales and use tax law that's the problem. I mean, the allocation issue on the Nevada plan and what they're looking for is just how to re-divert the money. And at this point, we're just redesigning the chairs on the Titanic. If we're looking at putting in the $1 billion that we need, we're gonna need that commitment. And when we do, it should be going to hiring teachers and building schools and putting them in new classrooms. I would disagree, however. I do think we have the capacity to hire more. You know, sitting on one of the SOT committees in Clark County, in the last 2 years, we've attempted to hire new positions. We need another math teacher, we need another English teacher. You know, but after every arbitration decision in the last 2 years, we've had to scale back on those needed positions to divert those funds to current teachers. And I think it's time to have the discussion about the need to stop doing that and to actually hire more teachers, figure out where to put them, and address those open needs that schools are already crying about.
Okay, so how does the chamber sit on this?
Well, I think, you know, to Brian's point, the chamber in 2015, along with many other business groups, realized we had to put investment in education. We did support the enhanced revenues that were paid by the business community, because our members recognized that for students to succeed and for educators to succeed, there had to be a major investment into education. And we believe that those dollars have been spent on programs like the Victory Schools and Zoom Schools, and those are showing results. We support dollars when they're accountable measures. We know they're going back to benefit the students and to teachers, and we've supported those type of bills, of course, in the last 10, 15 years.
All right, so you're listening to two members of the business community who sound like they're totally in support of what you're trying to accomplish.
So the question is, where does the money come from? So everybody agrees that there has to be an investment in public education. So where does the money come from? I know that I agree with you. Right now, all that's going on is just playing a shell game in terms of the money's here, the money's there. But without increased revenues, it's just a shell game.
Well, the state's paid for countless study after study after study after study that has told us 80% of our economic activity in the state goes untaxed. And that's because it's in services. And Nevada is the gold standard when it comes to service. You know, Vegas is built on it, so is Reno. None of that activity is taxed. And it's because we can't make changes to the 1955 sales and use tax law without going back to a vote of the people. And so it becomes exceedingly difficult. You can add all the business taxes that you want, but what you're looking for is a broad-based low rate. And in fact, if you couple that with a decrease in sales tax, you can actually fix some of the regressivity that's built into the sales tax, where our state's poorest are paying a much higher percentage of their income on sales tax than our state's richest. And in order to fix that, we need to look at taxing services, and that needs to be a conversation. Because as Mr. Moreno said, where do you get the money? And I think it's by updating some of those laws. In fact, I was surprised that we didn't have more support on bills like AB 445 or AB 447, which seek to modernize our sales tax laws to be able to capture the retail activity that's not being captured now. And so that's going to bring in new revenue. And both our organizations were in favor of looking at that. And certainly we, as the Retail Association, came in support. So there's ways to get revenue, and a lot of it is just modernizing laws that are, quite frankly, a century old.
Okay, so does the governor have the stomach for that in his first session?
I think what we're looking at, and I think the conversations you've had in the building, is that the first needs to be a recognition to Brian's point, is that our economy's changed. I mean, our tax structure, if I was based off of Mississippi's tax laws in the 30s, I mean, you have to have the recognition that our tax base has not kept up with the evolving economy. Once you have that conversation, then I think you can move into the policy conversations, then we'll then move into the revenue conversations.
So for me, it has to be much more than a sales tax. I mean, if you want to take a look at how we raise revenues, it's here, here, and then there's a large portion that's not impacted. So for example, property taxes. property taxes were reduced during the recession. There was an ability for people to not have to pay a higher rate of property taxes. Well, now that the economy is booming, they're still stuck at the bottom. In fact, I have some friends who have sold houses that haven't had to pay property taxes. So we need to take a look at a broader base than just sales taxes, because sales taxes seem to hit the people who can't afford it the most.
Well, so, I disagree, because we've got, the sales tax is the broadest. I mean, you've got 3 million people in Nevada, a good portion of them are paying sales tax. You have even less people in Nevada who own property. And if we continue to fund education through solely property, you end up with these historically, you know, segregated neighborhoods where schools that are in better areas, because they have better property taxes, get more resources than schools that don't. And so it just creates this cycle of inequality. And we've been funding schools with property tax now for, you know, just as many years as we've been funding it for sales tax, and it hasn't provided that steady base. In fact, most of the education budget, I think Mr. Rowe would agree, is based on sales tax.
Okay, so we get,
but the wealthy still are not paying their fair share. I don't care what anybody says. You know, will you spread it out for everybody to pay? The wealthier people of this state are not paying their fair share.
Okay, and I've got a yes or no question for you here.
Okay.
Do you think we're going to open up the can of worms that is property taxes in this session?
I think I can check back to me in a few weeks. I think that's probably the best answer I can give you.
And this
that's a great
knows,
answer
right?
At this point in the middle of the session. All right, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Another way to watch Nevada Newsmakers, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.